I'm Pete Sweeney, and this is BJ Kissel, and this is your Arrowhead update for Tuesday, September 8th. BJ, the preseason's over, and the 53-man roster deadline has come and gone.
Yeah, on Monday, Chiefs general manager John Dorsey had a chance to talk with the media about how tough those decisions were in getting this roster down to 53 guys. We talk about it every year, and that the better they do during the offseason, the draft, and picking up the free agents, the tougher this time of the year becomes. And you could see that with the quality of players that they had to let go in guys like linebacker James Michael Johnson and offensive lineman Eric Kush that were immediately picked up and claimed by other teams. Tampa Bay Buccaneers got two quality players right there. And John Dorsey talked about a lot of those tough decisions in putting together what he feels like is the deepest roster he's had so far in Kansas City.
Let's go to that footage right now. Here's how John Dorsey feels about how his roster stands right now.
We've all along, we've talked about setting the competitive depth at each position. I think we've done that. I think we got to the point where we actually, you know, we had to release guys that are capable of playing in the National Football League. I think that's what you kind of strive for. I mean, those decisions are very hard. But I do, I mean, all along we've said we're going to be competitive in the AFC West. And we're going to be competitive this year.
One area that general manager John Dorsey addressed in this offseason was the Chiefs offensive line. And after Dorsey spoke, it was Andy Reid's turn.
Yeah, they broke a little bit of news in that left tackle Donald Stevenson, who's played there since Eric Fisher back on August 17th, had that high ankle injury. That Donald Stevenson, they felt pretty good with how he's handled the left tackle spot. And Eric Fisher coming back from that injury is actually going to move over to right tackle. And Coach Reid made it very clear today that it was because of Eric Fisher's versatility in playing either spot. And just they feel like Donald Stevenson's a little bit more comfortable on the left side. And that when they try to find those five best guys on the offensive line, that that's the combination that can do it. And if Stevenson's more comfortable in playing better on the left side and Fisher has the versatility to do either and they feel like can play at a high level at either spot, you're that much better putting together that line.
Let's go to that footage now of why Reid likes this particular combination of an offensive line.
I'm sorry, Andy, you said that Fisher will play right and Stevenson will play left?
Yeah.
How did you come at that? Why'd you ride at that?
Well, listen, Donald has got a ton of reps over there. And so I just said, listen, let's just leave him there. He looks like he's comfortable with that. I think he's actually probably more comfortable there than he was with the right tackle. Listen, Fish just wants to play. He doesn't care. I mean, he's going to do what's best for the team and let's roll. I mean, that's his attitude. And he's glad to be healthy again or at least on track to play again. So, I mean, he was fired up about that and getting back in. And that's how he approached it. So.
Along with the big offensive line news, Andy Reid did have some updates as far as who's going to be returning to the field on Wednesday afternoon for practice.
Yeah, he said on Sunday that guys like DeAnthony Thomas, Travis Kelce, Josh Malga, Dontari Poe all got out on the field. So that's a great sign going into this first game that you want to get those guys back and healthy. He actually smiled when I asked him about DeAnthony Thomas, saying that he looked fast, he looked quick, which is exactly what you want to see out of him. And I think that DeAnthony could be a big factor in this game on Sunday. They've got that formidable front seven, guys like J.J. Watt there in the front of that defense. You want to get the ball out in space to your playmate. DeAnthony's a big part of that. Obviously, Dontari Poe, that's a storyline in and of itself. They were non-committal as to whether he will play in the game or not, but anytime you can see him getting back out there on the field, getting any kind of work is a great sign. Josh Malga as well, although throughout the preseason, we saw rookie Ramique Wilson step in for Malga and make a lot of plays. It was a great experience to get from him, but Coach Reid did say that as soon as Malga is healthy and able to get back on the field, he's going to be that starter next to Derek Johnson. But again, Ramique Wilson really made some plays, and they spoke highly of him on Monday morning.
The only player that we haven't mentioned that will not be returning to field quite yet is Jeff Allen with that knee, but he should be returning sometime soon. Yep. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. It's been your Arrowhead update for Tuesday, September 8th.
65 toss power trap.